Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today, Lord, help me. In the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 15, beginning at verse 21, "Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour." As I consider this portion of Scripture, I see a person who is in great need, knowing that there is but one place for help and hope. I wonder how many roads she had traveled, how many opportunities she had tried to take to find help for her daughter. How had she gotten to the state where she was willing to try and trust the Lord? When she realized who the enemy was, she described him, "My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil." And Mark says that tells us there were demons. So the woman, young child, it was a young girl, demonized. You notice something here, a great contrast. A woman is asking mercy for her young child, her young daughter. The devil is tormenting this young daughter. He does not ask for permission. He does not have the ability to show mercy, the devils, and the devil doesn't. There's one devil, many demons. But the devil doesn't have any, he doesn't have the capacity to show mercy. A snake, a serpent, that's what he is described as. One who will inject his poison. Doesn't make any difference about who you are, what promises there are to you from the Lord. He will destroy. He's a destroyer. And this woman found out who it was that was vexing her daughter. I've often wondered, how did she know it was the devil? Why did not she say, this is a certain illness that we have found to be the case with her? But she said it was the devil that was vexing her daughter. And he does not answer her word, but the disciples, when they see that he is delaying in answering her, they say, send her away. She crieth after us. Did they turn their backs on her? Did she cry out loudly when she saw that he was very near? He answered and said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But notice the next thing that she does, she worships him. And he is due this worship because he is God in flesh. Had he not been God in flesh, and had he received this worship, he would have been usurping something. He would have been attempting to usurp the glory that is due the Lord God. But since he is the Lord God in flesh, she could worship him, and he could accept that worship. But when she worshiped him, notice the reply, the request she made, Lord, help me. Now, she wasn't the one that was hurting, but was she? Her daughter was hurting, so she was hurting. Her heart was heavy, and she must have help from the Lord for her daughter. The heart was knit together. She was, as it were, saying, our souls are knit together. When I see my daughter hurt, I am hurting. Her problem is my problem. Her pain is my pain. Help me by helping her. Help her, and you have shown me mercy. Help her and deliver me from this cruel enemy that hates me and hates my loved ones. That was her request. See, the devil hates you. He hates man because man was made in the image of God. We can't say that the devil was doing this to this woman because she was a Christian. No, man was made in the image of God. And the devil desires to mar the image of God, to destroy man who was made in the image of God. And so when he was attacking this young girl, this little girl, he didn't care how young she was. He didn't care how much it hurt this mother to see her daughter being grievously tormented. He just wanted to hate God. And anyone who loves the Lord or who is made in the image of God, he will hate them. But praise the Lord. The Lord Jesus heard her cry, helped her, healed her, made this little girl well, and brought joy to this mother's heart. That's our Jesus. He works like that. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.